Hello everybody, and welcome to episode 327 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I am your host, Mark Kuznev, and today I want to talk all about Yuri on Ice, which is the light in the darkness that is the fall 2016 anime season. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't really latched on to anything other than Yuri on Ice. There are a few that are not too shabby, like Udon, but Yuri on Ice is the clear best anime of the season. But after thinking about it and the last episode, I think it might just be the best anime of 2016. And it might just be the best anime of the last few years. And there are a lot of reasons for this, and it's really been blowing my mind. And the reason why I can't definitively say it is just yet is because there are still two episodes left, and anyone who's watched a lot of anime knows that, and this really goes for anything, books, you know, literature, movies, games, what have you, comics, it's not that hard for something to fall flat on its face at the very last minute, to not stick the landing, to be thrown out at home, whatever little saying you want to put there. A perfect example of this in literature would be Stephen King, who is famous for really failing to finish most of his books. So I can't say it just yet, but as long as it stays on the course and keeps going the way it's been going, Yuri on Ice will surprise me and be my favorite anime and what I think is the best anime of 2016, dethroning what I thought could not be dethroned, which of course is Shōgen Roku Rakugo Shinju, which was from the winter 2016 season, which means, of course, early in the year. Winter is, you know, January to March, April. Sometimes people get confused by that and think the end of a year, but that's not the way it works. Part of the reason why I really love and appreciate Yuri on Ice is that it is an original anime, which I don't know what the ratio is these days and how much anime is original compared to being from, you know, based off of light novels or manga, etc., or, you know, little comic strips, web series. But Yuri on Ice is original, whereas Rakugo is based off a manga. And that's nothing against series that are based on other source materials and not original. It's just something that is, I think, I don't want to say it's harder to do and do well, but it makes it a little bit more special because everyone's going in not knowing how things are going to turn out. It's fresh for everyone. Whereas with any other type of anime that's based off something, there will be those who have already read the source material and have an idea of where it's going, or I think more problematically will be judging it against that. When I think something that is based off of something else, while you can use the source material or think of the source material when judging it, I think it's important to look at them both as standalone products. You know, that's why I think sometimes people get upset when somebody reviews an anime or talks about an anime not knowing the source material and not being familiar with it and complaining that they're not upset with this or that because they didn't read the source material and it was better in the source material or something along those lines, when, you know what, there are plenty of people who don't read the source material and jump into a series starting with the anime, and, you know, they may move back and check out the manga or the light novel, etc. But there's no reason to need that, to require it when judging an anime. Anyway, Yuri on Ice is special, number one, because it is original, and I really like that. Number two, it's a beautiful series. It's very well animated. Yes, it has dropped in quality from the very first episode or two, but not so substantially that it's, oh my god, I can't look at this anymore. It's just that there's a lot going on in each episode. There's a lot of ice skating. There's a lot of animating going on. So, of course, they're going to be rushing out to get each and every episode done each week. And it is not uncommon for this to be the case. And then, of course, when the series releases on Blu-ray and DVD, for them to be touched up and look better. I know this has been the case sort of drastically, I think, with the most recent Dragon Ball Z and Sailor Moon series, where people have talked about how drastic the drop in quality is, or how poor a specific episode looks. But it's a beautiful series. But number three, and this is the most important one, this is the third exclamation point after Yuri in the title, but why I adore it so much, and why I think it is very special and is not just one of the best series of the season, not just the best series of the season, and potentially the best series of the year and of the last few years, is because it is unabashedly a gay anime, and not in a over-the-top way, not in a let's make fun of homosexuality, it's not boys love, it's just a gay anime with a beautiful love story in it, and it's the most, it's so weird, because I was not expecting it from it. I'm always shocked that it doesn't get too crazy with it or anything, or that it stays as subdued as it is, or just, it is gay, but it's not like, hey, look how gay we are. No, it's just, that's what it is. That's what, you know, these characters are just gay, and they have their relationships, and I really, really appreciate it, and think it's special in that way, that it's, and the thing that I think makes it feel more special regarding that is the fact that it is also a widely loved series. I think it is, like, by leaps and miles, the most watched and talked about anime of the season, and one of the most watched and talked about anime of the year. And, you know, it's just that it's so mainstream, and so many people are loving it, and it's, you know, about a bunch of gay men. And that's surprising, because I know a lot of straight men who are loving the series. I know there are some who are like, I don't want to watch anything about gay, you know. And I'm saying I specifically know people who would not watch it and aren't watching it because of that. But the fact that it's kind of broken through that barrier, I think, makes it even more special. But why I think it's managed to do that is because it's such a well-written story with well-written characters, and it takes itself seriously while still being silly and lighthearted. But it's just beautiful. And it's my favorite love story of the year that I can think of. I can't think of another love story that I've enjoyed watching as much as the love story between Yuri and Victor. And I'm trying not to spoil anything, but I would suspect that if you haven't been watching it, there's a reason why you haven't, and you're just not going to. Because everyone's watching it, and if you're not, I just assume you don't care. But it's such a beautifully told story, and this last episode, the way the end credits were handled with all these pictures showing a different side of Yuri after he's had a few drinks in him, and how crazy he got, and how this part of Yuri that we never saw until just now, that we didn't know about, that he didn't remember because he was that drunk, is really the catalyst for what this entire season was. And the picture for this podcast is of a close-up of Victor's eyes and a little blush, and him blushing. And I think that moment is just, it was a beautiful moment. And this season, I've already almost cried once, which is very surprising and telling of the quality, I'd say, because anyone who knows me knows that I don't typically get that emotional over animated series or games or stuff like that. I think there's just this disconnect I have between me, myself, and I, Now that is between me. I wanted to say it again. There's just a disconnect I have when it comes to animation and things that are not real compared to real life. Even though movies are not real, it's just the fact that I'm watching other humans, other flesh and blood people acting and not animated characters. So I think I can relate to them because, oh, these people look like me, and not like anime characters. But Yuri has done it once already this year, maybe more than once. I haven't cried just yet, but it happened again this past episode. I love it, and I love the OP. That song is such a wonderful, delightful song, and I loved it so much that I went on to iTunes and downloaded it. I bought it, which I highly recommend everyone do, because it is a fantastic song. It's called History Maker, and I'm not sure. I think it's by some fella named Dean Furashi. It's not Furashi. Dean Fujioka. So check that out. It's called History Maker. I'm sure if you just search History Maker, you'll find it. But it's a fantastic song for a fantastic series. And if you haven't been watching Yuri on Ice just yet, then you should most definitely be doing it. It's on Crunchyroll, and I think it's also on Funimation as one of their simuldub shows. Though I haven't checked that out yet. I think I might do that. Maybe I'll wait till the series ends, or maybe I'll just do it now because I would not have anything against watching all of it right now and not having to read it, so I'd be able to just focus on the visuals. But I really, really, really like Yuri on Ice, and I can't recommend it enough. It's been such a pleasant surprise. I was always looking forward to it, but I never expected it to be as good as it is, and I never expected it to be... So, I didn't expect it to be so well handled. I don't know. It's just weird. I wasn't expecting it to be such a delightful little portrayal of a gay community and gay characters, and not overplay it or make fun of them or just have them be these over-the-top flamboyant characters. You have, you know, your gay characters in the series who are a bit more flamboyant, and then you have ones who are just like, they're normal people who just happen to like people of the same sex. No big deal. And I love it. And I think one of the big deals is, like, you know, when there are moments of physical romance in a way. You know, they haven't gone too crazy in that sense or anything, but another reason why it works so well is because the characters in the series don't make a big deal or a big fuss about anything. It's just, you know, it's the way it is, because that's the way the real world is. It's just, that's the real world. I love it, and I can't wait to see how it ends, and I hope it doesn't fall on its face. I hope Yuri sticks a landing, does a quadruple toe loop into a quintuple figure loop, I don't know, and just lands it perfectly for a perfect score, because I love it, and I just want to see it succeed completely and not fall on its face, like I've said already numerous times. Anyway, that will do it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. I hope if you're watching Yuri on Ice, y'all enjoy that as well. If not, then I don't know what is wrong with you. And definitely check out the song History Maker. It is fantastic. And yeah. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Cujanez. Y'all can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Xbox Live, all the usual places, my anime list, at PX Sausage. That is at PX Sausage. On PSN, I'm the Kush 3. That is the KUSH number 3. And you know what's funny about the PS Network, just PlayStation and the PlayStation 4, is that The Last Guardian is actually available at Redbox, I found out. And even that, and I have codes or whatever they are, I have like 3 or 4 things locked up that I can use to get free rentals, and even then I still don't feel like renting it. I'm that butthurt about it. Anyway, the site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com, where you can find this podcast and the other podcasts and the art I do. If you like the art I do, you can go over to pxsart.com and pick up a print or two if you'd like to support the site. In general, with just, you know, maybe a buck a month or a little more, you can go over to patreon.com/pxs. All those links and everything can be found in the post on the site. Etc. Whatever. Last but not least, if you haven't already, please do go over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to the show, because that really does help. And that will do it. If you haven't been watching Yuri on Ice, definitely check it out, because it is fantastic. Even if you don't really watch much anime, I think it is worth checking out. It is that good. I also think you should definitely go back and watch Rakugo. But that is a series you really have to... I don't want to say you have to pay attention to it. There's just a lot of reading, because that's what it is. That series has the best voice acting I've maybe ever heard in an anime. But it just... Oh my god. It's going to be quite the battle between Yuri and Rakugo. Ooh, it's gonna be good. Anyway, bye bye.